USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The unofficial start to summer has arrived, and it's marked with patriotic parades, cookouts, and remembering America's fallen soldiers. AAA predicts 39.2 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home this holiday weekend, nearly 90% of them by car. The TSA reported roughly 2 million people a day will be scurrying about the nation's airports. With inflation and gas prices this year, most travelers are anticipating shelling out a lot more to get anywhere.
We knew, we kind of budgeted that in there, so we understood the gas prices were going up, so we saw what was happening.
New Yorker Michael Harrison on Eyewitness News 3 out of Hartford, Connecticut. Top Gun Maverick is a big movie winner this weekend. The highly anticipated sequel brought in $124 million for the domestic box office and $248 million worldwide this weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The way law enforcement handled the Uvalde, Texas shooting is now being investigated by the Department of Justice. Some say finger-pointing right now is not appropriate.
Texas Senator John Cornyn says the focus in the aftermath of the school shooting in Uvalde should be on lessons learned and not finger-pointing. The Republican tweeted, quote, "The second-guessing and finger-pointing among state and local law enforcement is destructive, distracting, and unfair," adding that complex situations require split-second decisions and it is easy for people to criticize in hindsight. His comments come as local police have faced scrutiny for not engaging the shooter as soon as possible. State officials said Friday that the delay was the result of the on-site commander's belief that children were no longer in harm's way. The 18-year-old shooter was in the elementary school for more than an hour before being shot by Federal Border Patrol agents, but not before 19 students and two teachers were killed. Cornyn further tweeted, "There will be plenty of time to sort this out later, and that the focus should be on the investigation and how to prevent future tragedies." For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The Indianapolis 500 race on Sunday saw NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson race for the first time in his career at the Brickyard with an Indy car. Sadly, it ended with him 6 laps short of a finish. Racing Roundtable with the call.
Whoa! The car went all the way around so early, it was a completely forward impact.
Oh.
That is one of the worst angles to hit.
But you know what? That nose cone structure did such a great job,
as did the safer barrier,
and absorbing the contact. As you see, Jimmy stays on the throttle, NASCAR style. And I'm afraid that just drives him a little heavier.
Mr. Johnson is okay. Swedish racing driver Marcus Ericsson won the race. The California Highway Patrol is reporting Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested for alleged drunk driving after a two-vehicle collision in their home state of California late Saturday. The CHP says Pelosi, 82 years old, was driving a 2021 Porsche that was hit by a 2014 Jeep as Pelosi's car tried to cross a state road in Napa County. Pelosi was booked into the Napa County Detention Center on 2 DUI-related counts. He was released Sunday morning on $5,000 bail, according to court records. Be well on this Memorial Day. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.